When many of us think about computer games, it often brings up memories of playing Sonic the Hedgehog or Super Mario Land, when collecting rings and coins and just getting to the end of a level was all that mattered. I've since discovered that gaming in 2018 is very different. I've been looking into the influence of loot boxes and in-game add-ons and whether they actually amount to gambling. Loot boxes hold virtual items that can be bought with real money. Some rewards may be useful, but others may be useless. You could spend £10 and get what you want, or spend £1,000 and end up with nothing worthwhile. There are now big concerns that children playing these games will spend a lot of money on the contents without realising the consequences. The issue of whether loot boxes could be linked to gambling was raised just before Christmas with the release of Star Wars Battlefront 2. A hugely popular title, it contains items in loot boxes which are tied to how far a player can progress in the game. So players are having to spend money if they want to go far. To find out more about loot boxes and how they affect gamers, I spoke to Liverpool University student James Witham. He admits to getting far too involved with games like League of Legends and Overwatch, which left him close to addiction and with little money.
When I was in the heyday of my gaming career, I used to buy loot boxes all the time. We like use a phrase called pay to win, where some games like, I've got a couple of games like Company of Heroes or the new Star Wars Battlefront. You know, I'm sure you've heard everything about the new Star Wars Battlefront. You know, you buy loot boxes and it gives you a strict advantage within the game against other players. League of Legends wasn't quite like that. Most of the stuff in there is cosmetic items. And you could say that there isn't an element of pay to win. You don't have to have the, you know, cosmetic items, whatever it may be. But it kind of is very much like a gambling addiction. You know, you get a loot box, you get something better than anybody else has, you know, a rare skin, whatever it may be. You go into a game, someone sees you with that skin, and it just makes you feel slightly better, if you know what I mean.
By skin, you mean a cover for a weapon?
A cover for a weapon or a character or whatever it may be, yeah.
So since you first came across loot boxes in the 5 or 6 years, you say, how much do you think you've spent on them?
Oh, well, I checked the other day on, there's a website, I can't remember what it's called, it's How Much of My Life I've Wasted on League or something like that. And that's recorded me as spending at least about £800 on loot boxes on League alone. CSGO is another game that I used to try and make money off CSGO with loot boxes and stuff like that. You could sell skins on the market, et cetera, so you could buy a loot box, hope you get a really rare skin, and then sell it on the Steam market and hopefully make money off it. So that in itself was direct, you know, in my mind, is a direct form of gambling because, you know, you're trying to make money off.
So would you say over the years on different games, you're probably into thousands of pounds now?
I'd say probably over 1,000 at least, maybe coming up on 2,000. After I've my major spending spree, I kind of just tried to tone it down after all this thing came in the media.
Even though you say it's kind of like a gambling addiction, you feel you can control it?
I'd say I can now. I wouldn't say I could before. I think I definitely can now, but that's kind of because I feel like I took a deep, hard look at it and went, well, there's much more better things I could be spending my money on. And quite frankly, I was struggling for money at times and for some, well, I would call it an addiction at some point because, you know, I was struggling for money and yet I'd still buy these crates.
I approached the UK Gambling Commission on the subject and they told me in a statement that even though they did identify loot boxes as a risk to children, they think it's low because you do get something for your money, so therefore don't see it as gambling. But technology journalist Ryan Brown, who's written a number of articles on the subject, feels differently and says something has to change, especially when you consider companies like Activision, who make titles like the Assassin's Creed series, made over $4 billion from microtransactions last year.
Everything about loot boxes seems to say that it is gambling. It's just the legal definition of gambling currently means that there needs to be either a real-life money or real-life physical, tangible item that can be won. It seems quite clear to me that the law simply just needs to change in regards to this, because evidently if people are spending their real-life money on loot boxes and video games, then digital content clearly has value to people now. Loot boxes in games, I would certainly classify that as preying on people with addictive personalities. much like any other form of gambling would be. Loot boxes are so profitable for video game companies that they're built into the core of the game. It's not simply an ecosystem that's thrown over the top of a video game. It's built into the very core of it. So it wants you to see other players as you're playing a match with them, with rare costumes that they've got from loot. And it wants you to want that. And you will want that because you know, people with addictive personalities will look at that and go, well, I'm just as good at this game as these people. But a lot of people will end up spending an awful lot of money on this and end up getting nothing in return. Or they'll get everything they want for a little bit of money. That's the case with any form of gambling, I suppose. There should definitely be more warnings. I would happily see this system banned, but that's not going to happen realistically because it earns so much money for video game companies. We're not going to see an outright ban. I do just think we need to have more warnings and more change. That can come in the form of PEGI ratings, who are the age rating system for video games. At the moment, there is no age rating classification for loot or for any other kind of this gambling in video games. So you can have this kind of loot system in a 3+ rated video game without a single warning on the box.
The consequences of loot boxes and in-game add-ons are also proving to be a problem for not only the gamers themselves. Many who buy items from them are actually children and teenagers who get money from their parents, sometimes without both parties even realising. Luke is a dad of two from Liverpool, and he says the gaming companies already have his young son sucked in.
My little boy is into like Nintendo and things like that. And we put some money in his Nintendo account for him to buy games in the future. And it wasn't until we went to buy a game, realised it was empty, that he'd been buying add-ons for Super Mario Kart. So we quickly stopped it. But we are constantly now being pestered that he wants to buy add-ons and he's only 6. He doesn't really understand the concept of money at the moment. And he doesn't know that our debit card is attached via iTunes to these games that he's playing, and he presses a button and buys things. He doesn't know what he's doing at the moment, but obviously the transaction's completed and we've got to pay for it. When we put money in his Nintendo account, for example, we put about £40 in there for him to be able to buy games when he wanted it. That had gone pretty quick. I said, we kind of use ours at the moment as more as a bit of a treat, you know, dangle that carrot in front of him.
When you say you've heard cases that are worse, what sort of thing do you mean?
A friend of mine, little boy, has spent a few £100 in a couple of days, again, not knowing what he was doing. He was just pressing a button, thinking he was adding something on that was in the game. Turns out he was paying each time he added something on, so my friend wasn't too happy with that.
And how old was that boy?
He would have been about 5 at the time.
Yeah. So do you think they do amount to a form of gambling, given that you don't always get much for your money?
Personally, I don't think so. I don't think it can be classed as gambling. I think I can see where other people do think that. It's too easy at the moment for a kid to go on and purchase something without knowing the consequences of what they're actually buying or that they are buying something.
So as the debate continued, I spoke to an expert. Economics professor David Forrest from the University of Liverpool specialises in gambling. He can understand where the UK Gambling Commission are coming from, but says loot boxes certainly do have elements of gambling.
The Gambling Act defines gambling as playing a game of chance for the hope of making money or something that can be converted to money. Now, when the player goes to a loot box, they're going to get some reward in the form of an enhancement of the game, but that can't be converted into money legally because the games companies try to ensure that you can just use it within the game. You can't cash it in. It's that not cashing it in makes it outside the definition of gambling according to British law.
But some of these items that these gamers buy turn out to be worthless. That surely is unfair.
Well, you could say any game of chance is unfair. You could say, on the other hand, it adds to the spice and excitement of the game. And I think that with most consumers, it's not a problem because they can see that they can get something good or something rather disappointing and can make an informed decision. Many people, though, are concerned that because children are big consumers of these games, they may be naive. And if you like, the companies are taking advantage of the naivete and they might go on spending money in the hope of getting a significant enhancement of the game as their prize.
I've spoken to gamers who say possibly 90% of what they buy is worthless. I mean, that's a huge amount. And one person actually said he spent £300 on one single item. It does sound quite like gambling to me. Quite often you end up with nothing at the end.
Obviously, it's got elements of gambling. You are putting down money. There is effectively a game of chance, similar to a lottery. And you get either a good reward or what you might regard as no reward at all. So all those are features of gambling.
Since I started researching this subject, there has been some changes in response to the outcry. The Entertainment Software Rating Board says it will now begin labelling video games that contain in-game purchases. While EA Sports, who make Star Wars Battlefront 2, have felt the wrath of their parent company Disney and have now removed microtransactions from the game. Disney were reported to be furious with all the bad publicity that the game was getting. So some progress is now being made in getting the warnings out there and making it not as easy to turn gamers into gamblers.